This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Okay.
Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
<Let's> talk.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Bread and Wine. This is a candid conversation between a husband and a wife about your bread, because it means money. And we're going to have some wine, but we're having water today. Super confusing. What kind of intro is that? Anyway, we're back for more. I just want to try to make Nicole laugh at me when I try to do an introduction. But we are, we're in our backyard today because it's beautiful. It's a beautiful Michigan summer day. And Nicole, what are we talking about today? I'll flip this little thingy.
Yeah. All right. We're going to talk about working with your spouse.
Should I back this up a little bit? Sorry. Go ahead. That's better.
Gosh. Oh. Micromanaging.
Working with your spouse. Say it again. Because so, I interrupted you.
Yeah. We're going to talk about working with your spouse and all the challenges that go along with it.
You know, if you could just move over a little bit, then people
listen,
could see you.
I'm the creative director here.
Oh, okay. Okay?
You just take orders.
Just a little example.
Honestly, who is the boss?
On this show, it's you, for sure.
Doesn't feel like it sometimes.
Yeah, I like make you like show up and like sit and talk.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Anyway.
What a jerk.
So, I don't know how many of you might work with your spouse. It's interesting. There are pros and cons. Let's explore.
Yeah, all right. Let's rock right into the pros and cons.
So this is a little different. I mean, there wasn't something that happened this particular week, because every single week we've been working with each other for the past 6 months. But I will share a story that may not have happened this past week, but it did happen. This is the first memory that I have of Andy and I working together. Mm. It was in our third year of marriage, and Andy was working in corporate events, and he, in order to take me with him on a trip to a beautiful location, it was on Kiowa Island, and he said, hey, you know, you can come with me and I'll hire you as essentially a girl who tells people where to go to get to dinner.
We used to call them human arrows.
Human arrows. And you can't use your fingers because that's not polite.
Don't
point.
You have to chauffeur
this way.
That's right.
So I got to be a human arrow, which, you know, I don't even know if it paid very much, but what it allowed is for Andy and I to go on a corporate trip together in a beautiful location that we otherwise would probably not have spent the money to do. I thought this sounded great until we got there. And I realized there was this moment where Andy was in his business suit and walking a client along. And here I am, the human arrow. And it's my husband walking up. And he kind of just was like, you're standing in the wrong place. You need to move over a little bit. And I'm like, yikes. I feel like I just got, you know, totally in trouble. He's my husband. And now I'm in a weird capacity working with him where I'm an employee and he's the boss. And it was just a really weird dynamic. And I remember it feeling very awkward. And now we're working together. And it's getting a lot more comfortable. But there are still challenges.
Sure.
So tell me about your experience working with your spouse.
Yeah. You know, I always try to see what way, you know, I can merge my worlds, you know, like I have my work world and I've got my family. So first thing that pops into my head is like, well, what can I do to kind of merge those things together so I can take advantage of the time I'm spending working as well as spending time with my family? So
sometimes that works well, and sometimes the human arrow story. but all in all, I would say there was a lot of positives to that event, too. We did spend some days afterward laying in the sun and enjoying ourselves for the momentary awkwardness of conversations like that around clients. So working with my spouse, I love it. Honestly, this show, this experience that we're doing, the feedback we're getting, it's been the best joy for me over the last 5 years that I've been doing the show and really kind of diving into YouTube a little bit more, which has been really fun because the community has been really welcoming. And it just makes me so happy that 99% of the praise going this way to my wife, Nicole, because she deserves it. She's a hardworking, very thoughtful, and I think somebody put some good words around it, just sort of emotionally in tune to like what's going on and being able to articulate herself. And it's an honor for me to have those conversations. So cons.
Do you ever get jealous though? Because you're the words of affirmation guy, and
I get jealous all the time. I mean, if you guys want to, you could talk about how great I am as well. I mean, yeah, Nicole's fantastic and all, but come on, people. I mean, no, honestly, I love it. It's fantastic.
And what about, like, you have given me creative rights?
Yes, yes. But, like, yeah, in the beginning when we started, I was like, here's how you do a podcast, lady. I've been at this for 4 years, so let me show you how it's done. And then, like, two or three episodes in...
You podsplained.
I podsplained. That's a great word. I podsplained. quickly, did I realize not only were people giving her incredibly great feedback on the way she delivered and the topics and things like that, but it was the opposite for me when I'd come up with some, like, hey, let's talk about 401ks in depth on Bread and Wine. And it'd be like the downloads would be low and nobody would comment and she'd be bored. So it was good. It's good. It's sort of just a poke in the side to realize, hey, you know, real conversations about what goes on between a husband and a wife are pretty fun. And you don't really need to be educating all of the time, even though I like to focus that on Mondays. I like sort of like... my takeaways and my ways to help people and sort of steps to build wealth. But I think a lot of the conversations you and I have on Fridays are just sort of real chats that are going on in our house. So
yeah, they're more social.
Yeah.
Social side of
absolutely
finance versus the technical side. So, okay, question though.
No, you interrupted me. I was going to say cons, and you were just I think you want to keep talking about all the pros about you. Is that right?
No.
No? You don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have a question.
Well, I'll let you keep going then.
I have a question about a con, because okay. I'm actually dying to know, and also I think you tell the truth more so when we have an audience.
I probably do. Well, here's the challenge, everybody. We'll see.
What I want to know, because I know we've kind of gotten in, you know, had some... whatever you call it, like sticky situations before,
yeah,
where you get a little annoyed because I like to just show up. Like,
yeah.
You're like, well, I've done all of the preparing the room, getting the microphone ready, getting the, you know, you set up all of this.
Yep.
And all I had to do was like show up.
Right.
And
the talent.
Sometimes. And then afterwards I'm like, aren't you done? Isn't it live yet? Can't you just be done? So I think there's a little bit of like, you know, you feel like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think that you feel as though you're doing the majority of the work and that I'm like, you know, just the talent that gets to swoop in, do my thing, and then give you some grief about not having it done quickly enough.
I think you pretty much got it right.
But here, okay, so all of that I got right. And then here's the question though. Do you think because I'm your spouse... it makes it better or worse that dynamic is happening? Because I'm wondering if you were working with someone else, you would maybe zip it a little bit and just like be like annoyed by me, but you would go home and vent to, you know, like you would like,
yeah,
you would eat the frustration more.
Good question.
For a stranger.
Yeah.
Do we treat the ones that we love worse than we would a stranger because we're being more honest and more truthful and, you know, as opposed to like kind of swallowing our frustration?
I would agree with you that I am more honest with you because I like to, I want to have that relationship with you where I'm more honest, because otherwise, as I've done in the past, bottling things up and just saying, yep, it's fine, it's good, we're good, yeah, it's all good. That comes up to, for me, as an explosion outside of my head. And you've seen that, volcano boy, in the past. So I'm working on that, being honest with you and letting you know what's the reality in my head right now. But I'm also sensitive to the fact that you, at any moment, I think you're going to quit this, honestly. I love this, and I'm so nervous that you're going to be like, ah, screw it. That's too much. We're doing too much. I can't do that, Andy. So I'm like very conscientious of like, just shut up, Andy, and set up the chairs, edit the whole thing. If she complains about you taking too long editing it, just say, I'll be right there, darling, you know, because I'm nervous because I don't want to lose this. I love
you are
this.
Eating your frustration a little bit, even though.
Yeah.
Right.
So okay. Yeah, I guess I'm stirring out of both pots there, but,
So would you say working with your spouse, like the closeness that you have with your spouse and taking that into a work capacity, does that fall under the pro or the con list? Like the being honest with each other part, does that make it more difficult or better?
Well, I mean, if I had another partner that I wasn't married to, that I was very frustrated with, I would like to have the same honesty with them. It might not be as quick. It might not be, as quick in the relationship. Be like, all right, I'll see how this goes. I'll see how they pick up slack in other areas. But over time, I mean, if it didn't seem like it was a fair, balanced relationship, I would let the person know that. And if it still didn't happen, then I would probably not continue working with the person.
You and I can't quit. I mean, I guess I could say I don't want to do the show anymore. But yeah. It's not like I can be like, well, I don't like this producer I'm working with, and right. I'm going to work with somebody else.
Exactly, yeah.
And you can't really be like, well, I'm going to do Bread and Wine with
sure.
somebody else.
Well, to that point, so I wonder how long husband and wife shows actually last.
Right.
Because you can't quit the marriage, but you could quit the show. And I'm not saying we are people. I really like this. I'm going to hold on to as long as I can. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see about her. But I don't know. I'm not a quitter, so I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, I see. I see how it goes.
You like competition, too. So if I call you a quitter, then you won't quit.
But you just told me that that's the reverse psychology. So
oh,
I can...
shoot.
Anyway, I don't want to quit because I do think that this show forces us to sit down and look each other in the eye and have a, you know, conversation. Mm-hmm. And there's been multiple times where I've told you something on the show,
yeah.
That you're like, afterwards, you're like, wow, I didn't realize that. And I'm like, but I've told you that before, but I just think we hear each other more when we sit down and do this. So I don't want to quit.
Good.
Yes. But to that point, we're going to need, we need more. I hope we don't run out of topics. So
sure.
People send us more topics.
Absolutely. And you guys have been. Thank you very much for doing that. We appreciate it.
So tell me what were more things that you had on your list before I interrupted you about the cons?
Oh yeah. You're good at interrupting, especially in a working capacity. That was one of them. No, I interrupt you guys. I interrupt you a lot on the show. I know that. Cons, that was pretty much it. Honestly, I really love this. I love the conversations we have. I love the connection we have. To your point on what you just said, there are some things that we've dove into together on this show that we did not dive into enough in our relationship. And I think it's very therapeutic and helpful. So that's a major positive for me. The cons are definitely underway the pros. So I love it. I'm in.
Wait, you said the cons outweigh the pros?
No. Underway? Is that
underway?
A word?
Underway?
Yeah.
Okay.
Underway, I think that's just mean... Is it a word?
I don't know.
Tell me in the stream, everybody. So, is that a word? Underway? Like I was trying to do the opposite of outweigh, because it doesn't. I'm in.
Would you recommend people working together?
Ooh. Would I recommend spouses working together?
Yes.
Oh wow. Well, it depends on what kind of relationship you have already. If it's already kind of rocky and things are barely holding together. Well, I don't know. That's a good question. Depends on what capacity you're working together. I'd highly recommend people have engaged conversations like this, where you are working out things, and whether it's recorded or not, you can pretend to record it, and then maybe you'll be more honest with each other. Because you'll look at it in that fashion. But, yeah, it depends on what kind of capacity you'd be working together. Is this a situation where your spouse is going to have a managerial role over you? And is that, would that frustrate the heck out of you like it did for Nicole when we were out in South Carolina for our Human Arrow? Or is it going to be a collaborative kind of partnership? Is it going to be something you're going to work together on and you both have a role and it's something that could maybe bring you even closer together? So just kind of weigh the relationship you have right now and what roles would you have in your working relationship and see how it works. It's so individual. It's so, yeah. You couldn't say for everybody. It's so individual for your relationship. But I know some couples that have done things like this that were in a rockier spot 3 or 4 years beforehand, and now they are better off because of the collaboration that they've had working together. So I don't know. I would say it's worth a shot. And hey, if it doesn't work out, change it, stop it, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think, let me go through the pros and cons in my head. Pros, you spend more time together.
Yeah.
So, you know, if
you also think, a con, depending on how you're looking
at it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If you're like, you know, need to get away from each other, like, take space.
Right.
Then no. But I'm a time spent kind of person. So I feel closer to you when we do these and, you know, when we work together. What's another pro? I don't know. Some cons are coming to mind.
Yeah, go for cons. It's okay.
So cons, I would say, you know, there is yet another thing that we need to, that there's an opportunity to disagree about.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Like we already have to plan everything together. Like our decisions about how we're raising our kids. There's billions of conversations we've had over that. It's kind of, you know, that's a lot of negotiating to figure out.
Sure.
This is how I feel. That's how you feel. Now, how are we going to, let them stay home from camp today? I want to, you don't.
Right.
Who wins? How do we decide?
Yeah.
So, you know, we already do that for the kids. We already do that for, you know, just life in general, and living together. And now you add another layer of if I want to, you know, send a bottle of wine to somebody for Bread and Wine, and you're like, well, business expense, you know, that's just another category for us to have to compromise and to figure out together. So that, I think, is kind of a daunting task sometimes.
Sure,
it's like, oh my God, now we have yet another layer of things that we have to come to an agreement on.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I would say, so can we roll this into key takeaways?
Sounds good.
One.
Yeah, we're good. So rock and roll.
Key takeaway one would be, I would say if you are going to work together, having clear-cut roles. Like, I don't think this show would work out if we were both trying to make the creative decisions. And,
right.
And, you know, if I was like, here's the topic that I want to discuss today, and you were like, no, I don't agree with that, we'd go back and forth, and I'd be like, well, forget it.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, thank you for, you know, giving me some creative autonomy with it.
Absolutely.
Because I think, like, being able to be the decision maker, at least on that, and, you know, knowing that you're doing the production and that I'm doing the driving of the content, and that we can both respect each other, and that I'm not standing over your shoulder being like, no, edit that part and do this and do that, you know. So I think having clear cut distinction in roles is, if you are going to work together, that has to be figured out.
I think that's great. And just the fact that you even worked that out right now in that sentence makes me even feel better, because it's true. It's having a clear delineation of who does what can make things feel a lot
better.
You
know your expectations.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah.
Walking and I'm not like walking in being like, I don't like this background. What, yeah. That's not what I had in mind.
Sure.
It's like, no, that's your.
I was afraid she was going to say she didn't like this background.
I mean, I would have done it there.
But I didn't. But I'm not saying.
But I didn't mandate it.
I love it. All right. Key takeaway number two, I would say that you don't you don't actually need to do a business with your spouse or your kids or your partner or your girlfriend, your boyfriend. It's not required. So don't feel like you're ever forced into it. If it feels like one of those things that you're feeling like you're forced into, you don't have to do it. You are in charge of your own self. You can, you know, create your own money, create your own business in different fashions. And sometimes that separation between work and family can be healthy because you get a time away to spend with, you know, by yourself. Some people like alone time. Some people like just, hey, this is my work and that's my family. I want to keep it separate. I dig on this sort of work-life integration idea, maybe because I'm an efficiency nerd. And also just like, you know, I like being around you. But it's not required. You don't need to do that. So that's my takeaway number two. You got another one?
I'm going to have to stretch here.
Go for it.
I mean...
You mean stretch to make one up?
Stretching?
Oh, okay.
Do you have one?
let's see. I would say number three... would be if you do work with your spouse, make some time to have conversations about what's working and what's not working, because those conversations, maybe over a glass of wine, could be pretty eye-opening. That will allow your relationship, not only your marital relationship, but your working relationship to thrive. So make space and make time for conversation.
Okay.
Was that a stretch? Did I do okay, everybody?
I think that's good.
What do you think?
I mean, I will add a little tidbit at the end. It's not even a total key takeaway, but it's something that, you know, I think I need to remind myself of. So I'll throw it out there. I think things get better with time. So going back to, you know, my intro of like that awkward feeling when we were initially, when I was the human arrow and you were, you know, the guy in the suit walking by telling me I was in the wrong spot. That was awkward. But as time went by and we've worked together more and more, I'm getting more comfortable with, you know, the roles of working together, and it feels a little more natural. So just like everything, you know, I think you get desensitized to the struggles of it and it becomes more natural. However, we are in a different capacity now. I'm not sure if I were a human arrow and you were a boss man, if I would feel, if I would go back to feeling awkward.
Sure, yeah.
So maybe that is my key takeaway there, is like, if you are going to work together and you do understand the roles, this is my key takeaway 1B.
Yeah.
First, you know, the key takeaway one is knowing the roles and having a distinction. But then the B would be, maybe don't, if you're uncomfortable with one of you being the boss and the other being the subservient, don't do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we quickly learned that too. I think that was a one and done.
I think
we might have done it one more time.
I feel more comfortable in this capacity where, we have different... responsibilities for the podcast, but I don't feel like one of us is the boss and the other one's
right,
you know, taking orders.
Absolutely.
So I think making sure you're comfortable in the roles and making sure that you feel comfortable with the amount of control that each person has, so that one doesn't feel like they're the boss and the other one feels like they're the assistant.
I love it. I like, that's great. I think this reminds me of the conversation we had with the Holderness family a couple months ago, where they talk about that sort of dynamic of working together. You guys could listen to that on the podcast too.
It worked well for them. She was very creative and he was completely fine with her being the creative person that comes up with the ideas.
Yeah.
And he is all about the production, deciding what kind of dance they're going to do and what kind of song they're going to do it to.
So absolutely.
I think it worked out well for them because they're okay with the roles that they have in their business.
And that probably came with time.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Well, everybody, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you chiming in and hanging out with us. Karen, thank you much. Thank you very much for being here. And thank you, Carlos, of course.
Hi.
Got to shout out my man, Carlos.
Every time.
Every time. We'll be here again next Friday, everybody. And I mean, if you're going to come, are you going to come?
We'll see.
We'll see if we'll be here next Friday, everybody. If you have an idea for us, we're throwing out some stories on Instagram where I say, hey, what do you want us to talk about? So if you get an opportunity, follow me on Instagram @AndyHillMKM, and then throw out some ideas for
different topics that you'd like Nicole and I to discuss. We've gotten a lot of great feedback on there, and I know Nicole has an awesome creative director list here on this phone that she'll add them to and consider for future episodes.
Make me sound so prima donna.
No, you know, just creative director. You're great. You gotta make sure it fits, you know. So everybody, yeah, thank you very much for being here, and we will see you next week.